Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are facts. A player downtown. A big shot. A guy I would trust with every single nickel of our money. And what he's saying about downtown had me looking up yesterday morning. Robert Fragasso. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. You sound fantastic.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show.
For you to speak out about downtown, in my world, is a big deal, is it not, sir? Because you're that concerned, sir.
Well, I wouldn't do it normally, but it has gotten to the point where action needs to be taken. And I don't want to generalize or make it a one-note answer, but the fact is, action is not being taken. It needs to be nuanced. It needs to segregate the people who are causing the problem into the people who are truly needy versus the criminal element, and they need to be dealt with separately. But there's no action being taken, unfortunately.
How long have you been downtown, sir?
54 years.
Right on, brother. And this is your town. Like, it's my town, isn't it?
I grew up in the inner city.
And you hate seeing this, do you not, sir? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Oh, I hate seeing it because I love the city, but I also hate seeing it because I built my business over 50 years, and it is being ruined in a very short period of time. Unfortunately, downtown, we have suburban offices, and that's where our people have chosen to go to work. They don't want to stay home. They don't want to sit at home and work from home in their jammies. They want to come into the office and be with their coworkers, but they're afraid to come downtown.
Should they be afraid,
sir? Unfortunately, yes. I'll give you a couple of examples. One is friends of mine, husband and wife, had worked out of town for some years, originally Pittsburghers, and they moved back, and they bought last year a condo downtown, not far from my office building. And now they're so sorry they did because they can't go out for a walk.
Wow.
Everything you described in your prologue to this conversation is accurate.
It's grimy, is it not, sir?
Well, it's unsafe, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to an event. I park in my garage, catty corner across from my building on Smithfield Street, which seems to be the epicenter. But unfortunately, it's all throughout town. And so I parked in my parking garage and walked to the William Penn Hotel. I walked through Tent City. I walked through everything you described. And most of these people are truly needy.
Right.
But there's a strong criminal element. People are dealing drugs outside the parked car window in front of my office building.
Robert, do you ever think you'd be saying that in your whole life? Ever?
Never. Well, there needs to be a cogent plan, and unfortunately, I don't think there's been that. Our police department is at 80% of required strength.
Yes, sir.
We haven't trained. Now, I realize that, and I'm not here to skewer anybody.
Of course not.
I think everybody wants to do the right job. But the fact is, the right job isn't being done. And so the mayor is finally going to bring a, and I say finally on purpose, going to bring a training class. But it's too little, and it's not too late, but it's very late. So we need to recruit immediately. We need to be able to pay police. We need to do what's been talked about, and that is couple police work with social work and get people into the right facilities. Now, there was a great job done, funded by our foundations. We are well supported in this town by foundations.
Yes, sir.
And that's a housing facility on the old parking lot, what was formerly a parking lot, not far from the jail.
Right.
And I had a judge tell me the other evening, he knows, obviously, that there have been over 180 calls for the police to visit that facility for overdose, for fights.
Robert, it's approaching 400 now. 400 911 calls to the new 911 to the new shelter. Can you hang on, sir?
Yes.
You want to hear the truth? That's the truth. You want to hear from someone that matters? He matters. Does he give a damn? Hell yeah. 54 years downtown, folks. That is the truth. Man. I hope the mayor's listening. What's up? Marty Griffin. When downtown fails, we fail. It's a fact. So why talk about downtown? Because when downtown's failing, we're all failing. Check this out. The Chamber of Commerce folks like to tell you that half of the workforce is back downtown. It's not true. My insiders tell me it's closer to 30% have returned to work. And why would you go back downtown? It's grimy. It's scary. It's sketchy. Don't take my word. Take Robert Fragasso's word. One of the most respected financial advisors in America has been downtown working with his people for 54 years. Robert, have you thought about leaving downtown altogether, sir, which would be traumatic for you?
The answer is yes. Unfortunately, we knew we were going to downsize our space, and this is before the pandemic, but our people are afraid to come down, and the spouses of our people are telling them that they're not to go downtown. This is not something we can force. Now, we've been told by political leaders, make, and it's been in the news, make your employees come downtown. I cannot make my employees come downtown. I can't make my clients come downtown. We had clients visit us week before last, and they told their advisor at our firm, we'll meet you in the suburbs. We're not coming downtown. We're too afraid to be down here. Let if I might, just make a quick point. I know we don't have much time.
No, please.
We can't solve a problem if we don't acknowledge the problem. And we're getting information like, again, in the news from political leaders, the crime statistics are no higher now than pre-pandemic. Yeah,
come on.
Those are the statistics. What about the unreported? How about the people urinating in the flower pots in front of my building? How about the poor woman who served me breakfast for 30 years, quit her job because she got mugged, and she's afraid to come to work, but yet she won't report it because of the thugs who know who she is? This is a black woman in a black neighborhood.
Oh, God, that's awful. So is she okay? Downtown. Is she okay, Robert?
She is okay. God. She is okay. But that's not a crime statistic. But it deteriorates the quality of everybody's life. And she's the sweetest, nicest person. I walked past a major office building on the way to have my hair cut.
Right.
Which, by the way, my barber, who owns the building, had his front window broken three times.
God.
Because of the kind of fights you were talking about in the past several months.
Right.
I walked past this new major building where the internal security force, four officers are patrolling the front of the building with a canine. No, that's not quality of life. That's any pablum we're being fed here to make us believe that there's not a problem is just that. So we have to acknowledge the problem. We have to mobilize a plan. We have to enact the plan and do it humanely, kindly for the people who need the help, and directly and forcefully for the criminal element.
Robert Fragasso, why?
Simply said.
I'm hearing from you that you're hearing from big shots, bank presidents who feel the same way you do. Is that accurate, sir?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The reporter and I together got almost 300 emails yesterday.
What?
After the newspaper story came out,
right,
that you referenced.
Right.
And every one of them was supportive. And there were at least two bank presidents. There were lawyers. There were doctors. There were guys in the parking garage. So this is everybody's feeling this.
Is it a crisis,
it's not a
sir?
Good thing.
Would you describe it as a crisis, sir?
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. When my business has to shut down downtown, and you reference Wiener World, I'm not going to tell his story, but he said his wife's crying on the way to work. He's going to leave when the lease is up. Yeah, it's a crisis. And let me, this is a statement I hope resonates. Governments don't create jobs. Businesses create jobs. And business and government should be partners in creating and establishing a good quality of life. And safety is the first responsibility of government. Wake up.
Robert,
we really have to move on this.
Has anyone from the mayor's office ever reached out to you and said, how can we help, sir?
I've had conversations with the mayor's office, and we've tried to be helpful to each other.
Right.
No need to go into that.
Yes, sir.
But I will go back to the general statement I made earlier. If we don't acknowledge the problem, then we can't begin to solve the problem.
Unbelievable. Robert Fragasso, thanks for your honesty, sir. Absolutely takes Marty, courage.
Thanks for helping spread the word, Marty.
All right, my man.
It's a good service.
All right, my man.
Take care.
Bye. That is troubling stuff. Troubling, troubling stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.